Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com. A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Clues? You know who's one of my favorite Dark Lords?
I think I do, but go ahead and tell me.
Dark Lord Vanderpump, you idiot.
I thought you were going to say that. No, I thought you were going to say it. I was right.
You predicted it. Another accurate Clues prediction.
Yes.
Lisa Vanderpump is one of my favorite Dark Lords, and she is part of a new show called Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump, which premieres on Hulu.
Hulu has Vanderpump.
Hulu has Vanderpump.
Hulu has Vanderpump.
I think that Dark Lord Vanderpump has only improved upon her previous work, and she knows how to concoct excellent TV series.
Yes.
Vanderpump Villa has first-class luxury and world-class drama. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside. Ooh la la.
I can't wait to watch it. You can meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. Everything that you expect from Vanderpump as they try to provide once-in-a-lifetime experiences for their guests. The staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards. Guess what? Not everybody has what it takes. Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu.
Praise be Dark Lord Vanderpump.
It's the Game of Roses. Welcome to the Game of Roses. This is the Game of Roses. Welcome to the Game of Roses.
Welcome to Game of Roses. This is Pace Case. And as we announced in our Tuesday game breakdown, Clues is off on a romantic adventure right now. He's probably traversing down waterfalls, or he's on a get to the chopper, or maybe even his favorite hobby, squirrel watching. We will never know. But today I am thrilled and blessed to welcome back one of the first Game of Roses advocates and guest hosts, writer and producer of the poignant film Juniper, now streaming on Showtime, and one of my best friends and co-host of our podcast, HBO Lax, Catherine Dudas.
Hello, Pitt. Hello.
Hello.
Oh my gosh. I am so happy to be here. Thank you so much for having me. Thank you so much for also putting in there that I was one of the first Game of Roses advocates, because that's something I say every time I'm on this podcast.
I feel like that's important.
It's so important, Lizzie. It's so important.
You were filming us at the Grove before we got kicked out. We don't have the footage of the actual kick out, but
no, I had to go to work, I was so fun. It was such a great, that's what was so disappointing about how it ended, because it was so exciting to see how many people came out, to see you guys have the longest line of fans waiting to get your autograph I've ever seen. And then the security guards being like,
what a hype up woman. Hey.
No, so it's about me, because I just knew this was going to be a success from the start. Yeah. It's me. I'm happy to be here. Happy. I love Twibbon. I love this pod. Lizzie and I have our own pod, HBO Lax, which we are the two foremost TV and film pop culture experts. And we have a little book club.
Everyone knows that about me already, but yes, they might not know that you are also one of those.
I'm such an expert, yes.
And we have a book club called HBO Lax. Yeah. For this season's book, quote unquote book, they're not books, they're TV shows. We are breaking down The Last of Us Season 1. I really just feel like
book club really has its hold in the culture, but I feel like it's stale.
Yeah.
A TV book club is really, that's where it's at.
Yeah. Yeah. And you don't have to read is the most important thing.
A TV show is a book.
And it's because if you, exactly, it's a book. It's an audio visual book. And we're all too hot to read. And when you're in this weird position where you're like, oh my God, I'm too attractive to read books. Like, what do? You watch TV and then you listen to recaps of it and you join our little TV book club.
oh my God. I never realized it was my hotness that prevented me from reading.
Yes, Lizzie. I keep telling you this.
I used to write like essays. I hope none of my former teachers are listening to this, but essays written on books I would not read.
I think that's valid. Yeah, it was because you were hot. Yeah. Look, I've been saying it for years.
Yeah. Well, on our podcast, we give out weekly awards. Like this season, we have most video game moment, scariest, and we're keeping an award that a lot of people thought we wouldn't keep this season, horniest moment.
They were wrong. How wrong were they? They were like, oh, The Last of Us, it's not a horny show like The White Lotus. They probably won't do that. Wrong. We can find horniness anywhere.
Did you watch episode 3?
Yeah, exactly. And then, oh my God, Lizzie, imagine if we didn't have the horniest category in place. We were like, oh, it's not a horny show. And then episode 3 happens. Nick Offerman's making out with the hot guy from The White Lotus. We would have felt so stupid. So thank God we listened to our instincts.
Well, speaking of White Lotus, we did White Lotus season 2 on that on our podcast and most of House of the Dragon season 1 before that.
Yes, we did. We did a gore, like how, you know, how the first season of gore is you guys started at like episode 3 of, 06 at Hannah Brown's. And I remember, cause I was watching The Bachelor with you guys at Chad's place. And I remember when you guys started recording, and everyone's always like, hey, like, are there like other episodes? Are there 1 through 5? And it's like, no.
Yeah. Where can we get the beginning of Hannah Brown season?
You can't. Same with the beginning of House of the Dragon. It's just it's a fun little tradition.
It takes 3 weeks to decide you're ready to start a podcast. That's how long you have to really think about it before you make that decision. But I really do think, like, you know the phrase, like, everyone's got one good book in them?
Mm.
Like one good novel. I feel that way about podcasting. I never would tell someone not to podcast. I think it's like everyone has like one great podcast they could make.
Right.
A lot of them choose to make a different one.
I love that. I think that's a good call to the people to start your podcast. I'm a director, and like Lizzie said, my first film is on Showtime called Juniper. You should watch it and love it and like it. But I made a video this week talking about how this is off topic, but directing is a woman's job. And I feel like a lot of women I talk to who want to direct are scared because they're like, oh, it's a more man job. And I'm here to tell you it is absolutely not. The skills that you need to be a good director are skills they raise us with as women. So go for it.
Yeah, we're already directing entire families.
Exactly.
All over the world for all of time.
So make your podcast, make your film. We will be your hype women. Love it.
I mean, that's what you did for your film, which is amazing, is you guys had this idea and then just were like, we're doing it ourselves. We're raising the money, et cetera.
We're doing it ourselves.
It's something I admire about you.
And it worked out, which is insane. Thank you. That's so nice. And you did this yourself. And I guess Chad.
Oh, thanks, Catherine.
And Chad.
Chad and I always begin every episode with a bunch of complos back and forth.
That is the quintessential Chad and Lizzie move. A bunch of complos.
I'm like, Chad, stop.
Stop. Oh my gosh. No, Chad is one of my
too
favorite
much.
People.
You're a good podcaster too, Clues.
And he's like, no. Oh my gosh. Chad is the best. I obviously am not worthy to fill in for him, but yeah, he's the most supportive, wonderful friend. And I hope he's having a lovely weekend.
He is a great friend. I don't think people really realize that, but he cares deeply.
He does. It's so sweet. It's very nice.
And our last piece of business is, speaking of The Grove, we will be making our triumphant return March 1st. Time, I want to say 1 p.m. It's sometime midday, I think. Sometime in the afternoon at The Grove, March 1st. Tad and I are going to be returning and signing books in the Barnes & Noble.
Lizzie, I didn't know you were doing this. You had told me like, oh, we might be. I was so excited when I saw the post. I was like, it's happening. That's such a boss move.
It is happening. We're coming back. Our year ban is over. And we shall. I know I said I would never return, but I am returning.
You are returning.
I've said a lot of things.
Especially
when I'm upset.
You got to wear the most bad bitch outfit ever and just fucking strut into that.
My God. Wait.
You must.
I'll wear one of my Stefan Lovegrove gowns that I forgot to return.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I feel that. No, you should. Oh my God. I love that. Yes. I love that dress. Do it. Yes. You guys should both. And then Chad needs to wear his jewel.
Yeah. It'll be even easier.
I can't run away. I can't pretend I don't hear you.
Oh no. Chad is into fashion now. This is a new update since this Stefan Lovegrove ball. And we wanted to put together a look. So he might be interested in putting together a look for this. I'm curious.
Oh my gosh. I'm obsessed with this.
Less gold chains. He had too many gold chains. It was giving him back problems.
Oh no. And he's so strong.
He's so strong. He's in the best shape of his goddamn life.
He works out with the cans or something.
The paint cans. See, you're an OG.
I'm an OG.
And that is all of our gore business for today. You know, go check out our podcast, yeah. HBO Lax.
Check it out.
Wherever you get podcasts. It's like HBO Max, but LAX instead of MAX because we're chill. Yeah,
because we're chill.
And we're in Los Angeles.
In LA. It's brilliant.
Nothing to do with lacrosse.
Oh, right. Yeah. Or, you know, maybe one day it will.
Or, you know, never say never.
Never say never.
And now for the portion of our Twibbon in which we will get into a specific portion of Bachelor Nation that we want to look at more in depth. This is
Game of Roses. State of the game.
Our state of the game this week, Catherine and I have chosen, we're going to focus on a couple tiny pieces of Bachelor journalism came out that we would like to discuss. First, The Bachelor is officially on life support. This is the headline for an article that came out in Vanity Fair this week. You can check it out. I believe Clues has already recorded a Clues Corner reaction to this on our Patreon, but I thought it was time for, you know, a little preview. What you might find in, say, a Pace Case's Palapa. Looking at the media around the franchise now and reacting to it. Pace Case's Palapa is a segment. It hasn't debuted yet.
I'm so excited.
The thesis of this article is basically, it's summary one. Zach Shallcross's snoozy debut as the leading man did nothing to quell fears about this franchise's future or incentivize viewers to stay tuned for even another week. The rest of this article, it's not that long. There's only a half line about Christina Mandrell, so you know we probably interpreted the premiere episode differently.
Yeah, they're not in the pit.
But... they're essentially saying that Shallcross's personality is too bland to make a great season.
Have they watched The Bachelor before?
Like, I love that reaction. Have you seen like just the little, there's some people have made images that's just every Bachelor's face lined up next to each other. You know, it's kind of like if you look at, you know, the president.
The presidency. Yeah.
It looks a little similar to that. Pretty white. Pretty
white. Oh my God.
And honestly, that would be my main counter argument. I would argue The Bachelor is more like a blank canvas on which to paint the season on.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we have Sean Lowe's season. Everybody's been talking about it because he came back for this Council of Crowns and was scrubbing Zach Shallcross down in the shower, kind of anointing him. Chad is calling him Goldini now, the golden one.
Love that.
I don't know. Goldini's season, though, I think it would look a lot like Zach Shallcross's season. It's like very wholesome, very 4TRR. And people, like, if you've been in the nation long enough, you heard people complaining about all of the lead choices.
Exactly.
Vial, Lyon-Dyke, Underwood, Weber. What were the hooks of these leads?
Yeah, the big Pilot. Hook.
Pilot, what does that get you? That gets you like a one themed date or like going to plane. Like it gets you set deck. Like that's what the hook really did. It's not like Pilot Pete was talking about like the grueling things that went into being a pilot
and how
it is on that schedule and that pressure to have that many lives in your hands. He's not talking about any of that.
It was like, a job. It's his job. He flies around.
Lyon-Dyke is an ex-race car driver. That's one group date, maybe one one-on-one date setting.
Yeah, it doesn't add a lot. It doesn't make him like hilarious, you know? If anyone does it.
No. No, it doesn't. I think that you can theme your group date relay race after it. But I don't think that it carries a season. And I think there is something, to me, there is something compelling of Zach Shallcross's like seeming yearning for this 4TRR relationship.
Yeah.
And I think his personality came out more in episode 2.
Yes. I was going to say, I agree with that. I think, he has as much personality as they all have, is what I think. So I was like, yeah, this is The Bachelor. Yeah. I mean, in a way, you're like, yeah.
They literally comb out all the personality anyway. Jason Mesnick,
right.
They deleted all of these scenes that they shot showing his Jewish traditions.
Right. Oh, so
even
weird.
The promos, you see like it's Pilot Pete in a plane, but they've totally glossed over his whole face. So he's very smooth and like yassified looking. They just, that's what they do. They want it to be as relatable to as many people as possible.
And the article was like, oh, it's like the work has to be on the girls and the producers. And I'm like, yeah, I think it always is, right? Like, I think that's, I mean, if this person's argument is like, then the fundamental thing should change. You know, I don't know. I think that the girls are what makes it a great, an interesting show. And the producers.
I mean, there's only a few exceptions I can think of. Mm-hmm. I literally can't really remember the difference between seasons 8 and 10. Those two, Andy Baldwin and.
I mean, you poor thing. It's a blur. You went through. It's okay.
And the other one, the doctor. Those two, very confused in my mind. But there are certain bachelors who have made an imprint. Charlie O'Connell, season 7.
Your fave.
Is my favorite bachelor season of all time. Like, he was super entertaining and he, like, picked Chris Harrison up at one point. And he was, like, breaking all the rules and, like... Yeah, I would like to see that, but we haven't seen that in many years.
Right. It's not like,
that.
Yes, it seems like this is just, I agree with you about that. I think this argument is, and also I'm like, it's definitely, well, first I'm like, you guys don't listen to Gore because there's a certain, like, when you guys talk about it, it's like the integrity of, well, I mean, we'll get into it actually with the Jesse Palmer thing, but there's just like, it's, the purity of the game. And I think the lead being kind of bland is a part of the purity of it. That kind of makes sense. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong, but
yeah. Catherine's super into purity.
Oh my God. I'm saying purity too much.
Purity was season 23. That was the theme.
Oh, right.
That they focused on a virginity card. Yeah. I would say it's been on life support. I mean, I see the argument for it. Mm-hmm. I see, like, we've all had we've had a few hard seasons to get through.
Yes.
It's been a little tough couple of years.
But not because they were bland, right? Because of producer.
But yeah, no.
Because of producership.
Yes. Because of all sorts of things. Racism scandals and COVID.
Oh my God.
Yeah. But... Yeah, I mean, we shall see. Will this be the last Bachelor season? I'm going to say no. I'm going to say it's not on life support.
No.
And I would think life support would be, is it going to get canceled? It's still mostly winning its night. It's still whatever. I do think it'll go to streaming. But our next piece we wanted to check out was a Yahoo.com article. The title is Jesse Palmer Explains Why The Bachelor Isn't Concerned with Keeping Up with Love is Blind. And he says to E! News, first he said, The Bachelor was first.
I love that argument. Love it. Very middle school. Obsessed.
Great.
Good.
We're first. We're first.
It's like comments on like YouTube channels like first. Yeah. I love it. Love it, Jess. Love it.
I think a big part of The Bachelor is about authenticity and really trying to get back to what the core of the show has always been about and what it's supposed to be about. It's finding love, it's romance, it's a journey, it's a love story, finding out how it develops. For Bachelor fans who have been watching for a long time, DLP said, my hope is that watching this season is going to feel really nostalgic to them. Do you feel the nostalgia?
Yes, and I think that is nostalgia is so in these days, especially early aughts nostalgia. So I think it was very smart of DLP to play this angle. Totally. I think that is, he's right that it is what people are looking for in kind of every media right now. I mean, look at all our freaking reboots. And you know, of things that we watched in the early aughts. So I think he's got
like,
it.
TikTok is full of clips from things that are from that period and people are rediscovering.
Millennials are so nostalgic. It's crazy. Millennials are obsessed with the fact that we caught the tail end of the 90s. Like we are just, we will never let it die. And I think it's, and me included, I get it. I get into it. So yeah, I think,
My Gen Z in my head, even though
no, thank you so much, because I'm 17. Yeah,
you're welcome.
I'm so young. No, I have to text my Gen Z sister things. I texted her the other day. I was making a TikTok and I was like, I was about to put BFF, and then I went, wait, BFF sounds millennial. And I texted my sister. I'm like, bestie is the millennial BFF, right? And she's like, yeah. I was like, okay, cool. I'm cool. I'm into it. Bestie, not BFF. BFF is like Hillary Duff movie 2004. Like bestie is, I don't know, Wednesday.
I gotta keep up.
Gotta keep up. Anyway,
you're keeping me young. No, I don't understand a lot of the references that Clues makes a lot.
Oh yeah.
You also studied film, like.
Oh yeah.
Whatever. Ask me about something I've studied. Siesta Key.
Oh, yes.
The Bachelor. Dawson's Creek. Pokemon Go. I got answers.
Yes. Just as legitimate. Yeah.
No, but I definitely have felt nostalgic this season. Mm-hmm. It feels very early Jason Mesnick, aka the Mesnian era. Mm. The first seasons in the mansion. Like, even just like the dress, all of the dress types and kind of toning down the amount of, you know, wild tots, trick-or-treat limo exits. And also including those flashbacks to Courtney Robertson skinny dipping and Victoria Fuller yelling at Eli Benavides.
Mm-hmm.
Like, those clips really, like, warm my heart.
Aww.
Because they're so iconic. Mm-hmm. And it feels like they're kind of respecting the legacy in those.
Yes.
Of like icons.
I love that. I agree. I think this was a good take, honestly. I think it was a good play. It was a good PR play for him. I think that is the exact right response when people are like, but is Love is Blind? It's like, no, bitch, but the aughts. but the 2010s.
But the aughts.
But the aughts is a good response.
They also, by the way, had no night one curveball to traumatize the players this season.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a rose decal in a dress, I don't think I would necessarily count as a curveball. But Opto 2023... Everyone wants the show to be good again. And we got DLP, Empathetic King out there.
Empathetic King.
We were first. Bringing that ESPN edge to it. We're number one.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's exactly it. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, thank you all for joining us on this wonderful State of the Game.
State of the Game.
Lovely to check in with you. You know, we talk so much Last of Us.
Yeah, it's nice.
White Lotus. We barely talk Bachelor.
So good. Yeah, it's good to have another reminder to listen to our pod. Oh, how convenient. HBO Lax. Subscribe. We're so good at this. We're so good at marketing.
And now for the portion of our program in which we will discuss all of the latest changes up and down the scoreboard, ESPN DLP style, all of the biggest Instagram gains, TikTok gains, etc. This is
This Week in Gains.
Zach Shallcross, our beloved bachelor, gained 7.1K this week on Instagram, bringing him to a total of 83.5K. He gained 16 followers on TikTok, bringing him to 610 in total. That is a 4TRR TikTok number, Zach.
I was going to say, I was like, that is underwhelming. I was like 16. Oh my gosh.
I mean, I don't know if we've ever had a bachelor have below 100K when the season had already started at this point, but I think he'll crack 100.
He'll get up. 7K is good. 7K is a good bum. Yeah, he'll get there. And 16, and he'll get to maybe 1,000 in TikTok someday. 1,000. Slow but steady. Yeah, yeah, that probably is that. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe he hasn't made a TikTok.
Yeah. He's like, what is TikTok? Yeah.
If he's leaning hard into this 4TRR branding, I don't know. Can he? Can he do SpawnCon? I don't know. And now for the top five Instagram gains for the rookies. As of today, February 2nd, 2023, gold medal in gains goes to Christina Mandrell. She gained 29.6K for a total of 83.1K total this week. Incredible work. I'm not surprised Mandrell is stealing the show at this point. These gains are expected for me.
Our silver medalist in gains goes to Gabriella Elnicki, who gained 3K for a total of 10.4K. Reached that 10K mark. Good job, Gabriella.
Interesting. When you stop turtling, you start gaining.
I love that.
In third place, Jessica Girard gained 2.6K for a total of 23.8K.
In fourth place, Bailey Brown gained 1.7K for a total of 7.2K.
And rounding out the top five, Greer Blitzer gained 1.6K for a total of 11.5K. Now for the top five total Instagram chart. Coming in first place still at Victoria, aka Victoria Jameson, at 123K.
Number two is, of course, Christina Mandrell at 83.1K.
Nipping at her heels. When is she going to take that top spot?
I know she's going to.
In third, Jessica Girard with 23.7K.
Number four, Anastasia Karamitis at 23.3K.
And rounding out the top five, Sonia Sharma at 16.3K. And now we got your top five TikTok chart. Coming in number one, at Victoria, aka Victoria Jameson, 970.5K. I think she's going to be in that spot for a minute.
Insane. Number two is Madison Johnson at 102K.
Almost tied. Christina Mandrell in third with 101K.
Coming up number four is Rebecca Serrano at 52.5K.
And fifth place is Jessica Girard at 32.5K.
So I will say, I'm not surprised about the TikTok numbers being higher, because TikTok is just an easier platform, as we all know, to go viral on, to gain followers. I honestly don't know how people gain Instagram followers without being on The Bachelor. It's really, I'm like, I think that's the only way you can really get spikes on Instagram, because it is not really a platform that, at least maybe I'm doing it wrong, but
I think you have to buy bots. I don't know where you can buy them, but
yes, on the street corner, a guy opens up a jacket and he's like, what bots do you want?
You got to do the marketing chains where it's like, you have to follow these four people and you could win a whatever raffle.
Oh my God, I would kill myself. I'm like, I can do a lot of cringy things on social media, but that is something I can't do.
We're going to have to do this.
Lizzie's like, sorry, Catherine, you got to get over
I'm
that.
Sorry, I'm sorry, I'm in charge of HBO Lax's marketing and the numbers don't lie. No, there's a bunch of Bachelor people who have done stuff like that. The Blind Dykes did it with their whole family once. Oof. I was like, nice.
But yeah, it's crazy the drop off the difference with Christina Mandrell with Instagram. Her gains being just like blowing everyone out of the water. That's wild to me. That's a huge gap between 29K and 3K.
That's a great edit.
Between the medalists. Yeah. Jesus. Amazing.
And now for the portion of our program where we will discuss all of the latest tids in the nation, all of the latest goings-ons around the Bachelor world.
You know, Clues, in order to use charminance in my life and to get a glow, you know, you got to be confident in your own skin. That's what really glows. And that's why I have to tell you about today's sponsor, OneSkin. Their products make it easy to keep your skin healthy while looking and feeling your best. No complicated routine, no multiple step protocols, just simple, scientifically validated solutions. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS01 peptide, the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin. Several studies to back it up. I've been using their products for a while now, and I'm hooked. But don't just take my word for it. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews and were recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands in 2024. For a limited time, get an exclusive 15% off your first OneSkin purchase using the code ROSES when you check out at oneskin.co. Try OneSkin and enjoy younger, healthier skin without all the extra steps.
You know, in a third-party 12-week clinical study performed by a third-party research organization, OS01 Face was clinically proven to strengthen the skin barrier, improve skin health markers, and diminish visible signs of aging. Wrinkles were diminished in 87% of users. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with that 15% off that Pace Case mentioned using the code ROSES at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co. That's oneskin.co with the code ROSES. After you purchase, they're going to ask you where you heard about them. Please support Game of Roses and tell them we sent you.
Clues, have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp or ever wondered
Hell yes.
why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised?
Hell yes. Well, unfiltered mineral water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And about 75% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine.
I thought it was 85%. And that's where Canopy's new filtered shower head comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered shower head. Dermatologists recommended unique three-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin.
Best of all, the Canopy filtered shower head is hassle-free. Installation's a breeze, and it's unique. Quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement unlike any others on the market.
Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription.
Even better, anybody listening to Gore right now can use code ROSES at checkout to save an additional 10% off your Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.
Clues. I'm a millennial woman, so you might figure out from that I'm a wine lover. In my lover girl era, I'm going to let you all in on a little secret. I found the most personalized wine club that has amazing wines and exclusive perks called First Leaf. As a First Leaf member, I get to discover new wines I'm guaranteed to enjoy because they get to know your unique preferences. First, I answered this quiz about how often I drink it. Do I like red, white, or rosé? That answer is white or rosé. And they curated a bunch of wines for me. I loved the Sir Oscar Derby 2021 Sauvignon Blanc Semillon from South Australia.
Wow.
Where we're going to be shooting Gen Trend season. It's perfect. Best of all, I chose when the box is delivered and how often I get the new assortments of wine.
You know, being part of the First Leaf Wine Club also has its perks. As a member, you're going to get access to their incredibly helpful wine concierge. So if you want a wine pairing advice or you want to talk about the wines in your box, you can always speak with one of the experts. Plus, you get member exclusive pricing on every order. Right now, join the club today and discover new wines you're going to love with First Leaf. Go to tryfirstleaf.com/roses to get your first box. That's tryfirstleaf.com/roses. tryfirstleaf.com/roses.
This is Bachelor Nation News.
Tajwan Hawkins clapped back at a critic of her attempt to join Zach Shallcross's season of The Bachelor. She didn't let this person's comment get to her, and she said, "Don't take life so serious, babes. But I'm in Cabo with the love of my life, so wish you well, Susan." Kiss faces. In her caption, she added, "It's not that serious. Cue the death threat." Oh my God. Oh boy.
I like that. Susan. Fuck you, Susan. let her enjoy Cabo.
I wonder if that was her real name.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like another Karen. I liked this. Yeah, this was fun. Next up, we have Jesse Palmer reacts to Chris Harrison saying Wells Adams should post The Bachelor. Zach Shallcross approach to drama and more. Basically, Chris Harrison was saying that like Wells Adams should have gotten the gig. And DLP said, "I have no reaction really. I mean, he's obviously entitled to his own opinion as everybody is." Is this a good impression? The former NFL quarterback told us, "I'm just really happy for Chris and wish him the best in his next venture."
DLP, what a pro. What a pro. In all of these.
So classy.
By the way, I saw this like viral video. I don't think I put it in this, but it was on Twitter of him talking about his coach's reaction. He had to tell his new football coach that he was going on The Bachelor. And it was like implied from his tone, it was like some like really intense like captain guy. And he was really nervous to tell him. And he's like, "Oh, well, will you be back in time for whatever spring training?" He's like, "Yeah." And he's like, "Why are you telling me?"
I love that reaction.
And then like later said, like, "Oh my God, I can't believe you picked so-and-so."
Oh wait, that's
like,
so funny.
So obviously had somehow gotten that information or watched it or something.
Oh my God. I love that he's like, "Yeah, why are you telling me? And also make sure you're going on for the right reasons."
Yeah.
He sits him down. He's like, "Don't you dare go on if you're doing this for the wrong reasons." not a player of mine.
It was at the time where it's like no one really knew what The Bachelor was at that point still. And it was like, "Wait, you're doing what? Like, and you're an NFL quarterback? Like, why would you do this to find a wife?" he says that in the video. It's a great.
That's really funny. Oh my God.
Speaking of former crowns, Katie Thurston earned herself a full write-up in the LA Times about her transitioning to standout comedy. I love this. I love Katie going and being a stand-up because no lead has done this. it's kind of a natural transition from like social media, yes. TikTok-y things. I see a lot of stand-up on TikTok. I think it's like a great platform for
absolutely
trying to do that out.
I can't believe she's the first one.
I had always assumed it would be a podcast, but
there should be more. This is like such a good move. She's so funny. This is like such, I think this is such a cool move. And yeah, I'm surprised that this hasn't happened before, because it does make sense if like, yeah, you're like, you know, like if you're literally being, it's like when you're a big part of her was like how funny she was. And like, there's a lot of players also like Demi or whatever, like that are like, oh, we're like the funny people on the show. And it's like, okay, you're literally being paid.
Some of them have had podcasts. Yeah. Some of them.
But stand-up is fucking scary. You know what? Katie just has balls, honestly. Stand-up's fucking scary.
Stand-up is so scary. Are you kidding me? I definitely feel like that's a fear of mine, and I feel like I should do it for that reason. But I am so scared of doing it. You know what happened with my improv class.
Oh yeah. But you, but, I know. But then you were so good when we were doing improv when you joined our practice. That was so good. You were so funny. Yeah. I mean, so this is freaking good for her. I think this is amazing. And a really cool write-up. Yeah.
Yeah. That's dope. Incredible.
Oh, also she commented, sorry, not to bring up my film again, which I will again, but she was so sweet and commented, Katie commented like on one of our TikToks about how we just like made the film ourselves and sold the Showtime and it made us very happy. So thanks, Katie.
Oh, that's so lovely.
Benevolent queen. Love it.
What a benevolent queen. Speaking of benevolent queens, Bachelorette star Rachel Recchia and Bachelorette star. They're both Bachelor and Bachelorette stars. Rachel Recchia and Clayton Eckert sparked dating rumors, basically because he's appearing in this TikTok where they're sitting next to each other. And Recchia says, I would explain, but I think explaining it would give us both an aneurysm.
This was funny. That was a funny thing.
Love this little soft little tease to the nation.
This was good.
Great play.
I don't think they're dating, but I think it's just, yeah.
Thank you for your honesty.
I think it's a great play. Big announcement. Congrats go out to the former Crown Claire Crawley. She announced a surprise marriage with her fiance Ryan Dawkins via an IG post captioned Mr. and Mrs. Dawkins. We hope that she is endlessly happy with a man like that.
Huge. Claire Crawley. I mean, we knew she got engaged, I think maybe in September or November, sometime late in the fall. So for them to already be married, this was quite a shock. And she looks very happy, and I'm very happy for them. Big announcement. Congrats to Bachelor in Paradise players Astrid Locke and Kevin Wendt expecting baby number 2. Cute. And now for the portion of our program where we will discuss all the goings on in the parasocial world. This is
the parasocial play of the week.
The rookies are crushing it.
Yes.
Especially when it comes to leaning into criticism from the fourth audience. Mm. Christina Mandrell dressed up as a villain in a hilarious TikTok in response to a comment about her getting a villain edit, in which she is dressed as a villain and creating some sort of flame fire thing.
So good.
This was very cute and funny and had 20,000 likes, 507.5,000 views.
Yes, you're so right. It's so good. I think just like as each season happens, the players get more and, I mean, we're all getting more and more internet savvy with each passing month. Like we all feed into the collective humor that is TikTok. So yeah, this was just a really, really good play. I liked this. Kind of similar-ish, but Victoria Jameson doesn't see Jared Freed's description of her as Maleficent in a TikTok. It's a TikTok of her, of this person being like, oh, is it just me? Or is she like, Victoria's like two horns away from becoming Maleficent. And then it cuts to her in full on makeup and
full
costume,
on.
Which I can I just say that does every hot girl on TikTok has ready access to Disney costumes. I don't know what it is, but it's just like this is just like if you're a hot girl and it's on TikTok, you got a whole wardrobe, you got people ready to give you your Maleficent costume. So it was great. The commitment is amazing.
Do you want some Disney costumes?
I have a unique situation in that I made a TikTok back in my comedy TikTok days where I'm doing voice. So I'm doing like Disney princess, like what are the Disney princesses thinking? And it's like a funny, like Ariel is thinking like, oh, it's like me acting, but then like voiceover of me being of Ariel being like, wait, he hasn't asked me a question. And then these other girls who are hotter and have better costumes take the sound. And my thing has like 6,000 likes and theirs has like 500,000. But again, I'm not salty. It's fine.
I got in a fight with someone with one of them because I was so pissed. I was like, really? You're not even going to tag her? And she's like, that's not how TikTok works. And I was like, this, I can't get in internet fights.
I really appreciate that.
I'm really good at not even reading any comments of anything now.
No, that is good. This was a couple of years ago. Yeah, this was like, but it's happened again. It's now another. It's happened again with a new. It's my Ariel one that is.
Oh my god! You just can't do voiceover ones.
I can't do voice, but it's actually kind of funny because I keep getting likes from it. Right, I know it's something's of it is going viral because I get likes. I'm like, it's so nice that there are just like nice people who are like, you know what? I'm gonna see what the real sound is, and then they go and like mine.
That's what I mean. Like, no one is like looking up the original sound. They're assuming that that person wrote it. So that's what bothered me.
No, they're just like, this person's a brilliant comedic mind, and I'm like, it's me. No, it's fine. I'm a serious filmmaker, guys, now. Watch Juniper on Showtime. But anyway, so this is me just saying, just tag people. And a lot of hot girls have cool Disney costumes. And me, I was wearing like a shirt on my head.
Well, at Victoria, this...
I love this.
...was unreal, honestly. Like, this could have been up there in my, like, top plays from this week. Because it was just like...
Yeah, I agree. It was very funny.
The going for it to that full extent is really like, it's really what I love to see on TikTok.
Totally. 100%. The commitment. Commit. I love it.
Commit. Speaking of committing, faceplate goddess Kat Carter proved a win is a win, even if you have to stuff your face with meat on national TV in a TikTok this week. The caption reads, when you're hammered stuffing meatballs down the Bachelor's gullet on national TV, but you still get that rose. And she wrote, I had 7 White Claws before I even got in the limo. And the sound that she's voicing is a win is a win.
I love that. This was funny and deserves more likes.
Iconic.
Yeah, this was funny.
Oh my God. I'm the 49th like.
Yeah. This one, you guys should go like it. It deserves it. It was funny.
It's really good. Damn. I'm going to follow her.
Yeah.
She's gone too soon.
Gone too soon.
So sad.
Brianna trolls the trolls. This is an Instagram reel of Brianna K clapping back at some of the Instagram comments that she got after logging in to Instagram. And they're just obviously horrible things that I can't believe people say. It's been so many years. I won't get into this much. But it's just crazy to me that people comment things like that. And I'm a millennial. I'm well-versed in internet buffoonery. I try to avoid it. So it's always very sobering to see that, like, because I just avoid it. I don't want to see the, like, even other people's negative comments I can't deal with. But, like, it's so, the immaturity. Because, like, yes, we all have feelings of, like, oh, I don't like that girl or whatever. But to have the immaturity to feel that feeling and then go, I'm going to go write it to her. It's like, take a breath. Take your feelings out in other ways. Reflect. Guys, like...
Yeah, let's do some box breathing.
I love box breathing. Do some box breathing.
I was inspired by Bad Mom's daughter Ember doing box breathing.
I love that. Oh, she's amazing. But yeah, I thought, now that being said, this girl is like one of the most beautiful girls I've ever seen. Her acting could have been a little better in the TikTok and the Instagram. And then I go on and insult her acting. This is not, it's not her job. I wanted a little bit better of a performance, but again, this is, I'm not, but she's beautiful. She deserves all the love. I don't, it's ridiculous.
More takes? Is that
just a little, couple more takes? This is, if I was directing her, I would just like, I would, yeah, I would just a little more. But again, it, that's not, she, I was, so this was a great play. I loved it. Like,
I think we got someone with their director hat going through these parasocial plays. That is helpful.
Yeah. I'm a little harsh. I'm like a RuPaul Drag Race judge, but also everyone, it's ridiculous to hate on someone like that. So yeah, I'm glad she made this Instagram, because fuck all that shit.
Next up, we have When You Get Over Your Reality TV Trauma, reads the headline. Who posted it? Giannini Gabelli, the paramour of Baylock High. And who's in this photo? Bree Crowns, Michelle Young, Rachel Recchia, Clayton Eckerd, and then perhaps the mayor of Paradise, or perhaps the one who was banned from Paradise, Baylock High. All of them together in this video. Oh my gosh.
There, it's, I think it's a win is a win, right? They're like, a win is a win, to their, When You Get Over Your Reality TV Trauma. This was funny. This was a good idea. I will say it's not relatable to me. I'm like, in terms of relatability of posts, I'm just now like critiquing. I think this will get a lot of likes because it's a lot of star power, and I think that's good. But in terms of relatability,
the star power is incredible.
It's a good idea. But look, most of people in the fourth audience and most people in the world have not had this experience. So it's a little, I'm less likely to like it.
See, I like it because it's a play in the Sauce Wars. It's like saying,
that's true. That's true.
We were traumatized by being.
You're right. In the Sauce Wars, this is a good. That's true. And it's being open about it.
And like, you're being traumatized by.
On purpose.
You know, the third audience at first, but then the fourth audience.
Yeah. Oh my God. Of course.
That's, your trauma goes through those stages.
Yes. Oh, I can't
and
imagine.
The fourth audience trauma is impacted by. The third audience edit. So it's
so
like,
true.
It's really, they're in charge of your trauma.
They really are. They orchestrate it. Yes.
In my opinion.
Agreed. Arielle Frankel reveals who she would smash or pass. She basically goes through all the past bachelors, goes, and it's that sound that's like smash, smash, wait, pass, 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 smash. Good use of the sound. I liked it. This was really well done. Shout out.
I do too. And also just like putting all the bachelors together. It's, you know, that nostalgia factor. You're like, oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Those guys were all the bachelor.
Yes. Good point. Nostalgia factor.
Well done.
Mm. Oh, this one I love. Victoria Jameson summons Kronk. This wasn't the Paris Social Play of the Week, but this was a contender because I thought this one was so smart. It's her doing the Kronk, pull the lever, not that lever. And it's like about the rose being the lever. You know, and then it's good to like watch. It's one also I had to watch multiple times, which is a great thing for TikTok. It's like if one you like... but I thought this was smart. It was original. It was funny. It makes sense that she is almost to a million followers on TikTok. Love this. So funny.
Yes, me too. Victoria killing it. I'm hoping she keeps posting all season. Mm-hmm. Like she's still on the show. I always want people to just keep going. Yeah. Don't pay attention to the fact that you're not on it anymore.
Yes. Good advice. Good advice.
Jared Iaconetti's dream finally came true this week. Ashley and Jared posted a co-post. It's a fan fairy tale. Jared met Tom Brady the night before his retirement during a magical night at the 80 for Brady premiere. They say you shouldn't meet your heroes, but Tom Brady does not apply to that rule. In the midst of red carpet chaos, Tom truly gave us the gift of time. You can see he really gave us, random fans, his full attention and radiated kindness. It also happened to be Dawson's birthday. So for the rest of his life, we'll never be able to match the epicness of how he spent his first birthday. And they named the middle name after Brady.
Oh my God. I didn't know that.
He's obsessed. It's like his idol.
Next, we have Clayton, Rachel, and Michelle making a very surprising TikTok. And we alluded to it earlier in the news. But yeah, this was, Michelle... I forget what the actual sound was.
The audio is that that red-haired lady going, explaining it would give us both an aneurysm.
Oh, yes.
You know that lady?
Wait, was it, I have to re-listen to the sound. Natasha Lyonne?
Yeah, Natasha Lyonne, thank you. But it's Michelle Young asking what's going on, and Clayton, like, kind of has an arm around Rachel Recchia, like, a little bit on the couch.
Yes, this goes back to my, my analysis of this TikTok is they are not dating, but again, great play, mm-hmm. amazing, spark.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're not here to evaluate real things, real dating. We are here to evaluate the plays.
The plays this is a brilliant play. This is going to get people, you're going to get so many likes. They did this. This was a great sound to use. Great sound to use.
This is making headlines everywhere. Oh my God, are they reuniting? We love when people in the nation get together.
Yes. Oh, that's such a good idea.
Especially exes.
Michelle Young also is just so beautiful.
Yeah.
That's just a side note. She's so gorgeous.
Speaking of gorgeous, all of these were strong, gorgeous plays. However, there can only be one gorgeous, gorgeous winner. Our parasocial play of the week goes to Christina Mandrell. Mm. She posted a TikTok this week of her on the phone with two other package deal legends, Nate Mitchell and Amanda Stanton. She used the office audio, "Do you want to form an alliance?" The caption reads, "TBN GPA, the Bachelor Nation Girl Parent Alliance, is growing. Thankful for the support from other parents who understand." 3 purple heart emoji. Hashtag Bachelor Nation. It has 205.7K views and 4.7K likes. It prompted a response video from package deal player Michael Olio. Quote, "If there's chaos, ... we're carpooling," car emoji. Incredibly groundbreaking package deal play, the likes of which we've never seen.
Agreed.
I think we got to get Emily Maynard, Jason Mesnick, and Yosef in
here. Yes. Yeah. Totally. Yeah, I agree. I loved this. I thought this was
and more
unprecedented. I think it's a great use of the sound. It's a very interesting mm-hmm. thing. I think it's just really refreshing for also, a lot of the audience, I'm sure a good portion of the audience, like maybe single parents, like it's really refreshing to see this kind of honestly representation of like, cause it's hard, you know, it's hard to, yeah. to be, to have, you know, to go through that, and then look for love. And I think it's an amazing, amazing conversation to spark and with hot people.
Yeah, it's definitely a much more vulnerable position for a player to be in going into the game if they are a package deal. And I just, you know, we see like former crowns pass the rose or whatever. That was like parasocial play of the decade. All the bachelorettes pass a rose to each other in this video. But having people join who are like all the same archetype to me, or like package deals, or like villains, or pageant queens, or whatever, and to team up in a parasocial alliance, I love that. It's so smart. I want to see more.
It's a great play. It's, yeah.
And it's the nostalgia factor. Yes. It's like, oh yeah, back then. Oh yeah.
Oh, the nostalgia factor. Person. So good. Yeah.
I want more Bachelor nostalgia in the zeitgeist.
Yes, agreed.
Clues, have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp, or ever wondered
Hell yes.
why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised?
Hell yes. Well, unfiltered mineral water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And about 75% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine.
I thought it was 85%. And that's where Canopy's new filtered showerhead comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered showerhead. Dermatologists recommended unique 3-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin.
Best of all, the Canopy filtered showerhead is hassle-free. Installation's a breeze, and it's unique. Quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement unlike any others on the market.
Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription.
Even better, anybody listening to Gore right now can use code ROSES at checkout to save an additional 10% off your Canopy purchase. Hurry, Your hair and skin will thank you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
I love that.
And we are not forgetting about those gorgeous, gorgeous creatures. Mm-hmm. Number one, we have an honorary parasocial creature of the week.
Yes, we do. Number one is I'm fostering a dog named Pinky with Wags and Walks LA. She is looking for her forever home. You can check out my Instagram to see her and see how gorgeous this pit bull mix. She has the cutest little underbite. She is honestly unlike any dog I've ever hung out with. She you know, the no bones rest in peace dog, like that is her. She pretends, yeah. She will pretend like she just pretends like she doesn't have bones. She's 1 year old. She sits in my lap like a baby all day. She doesn't like to walk. So if you want a dog that doesn't, if you're in LA, you want a dog that doesn't walk, doesn't like to walk, is the sweetest little baby. Let me know or go to Wags and Walks. And yeah, so she's our honorary, one of our honorary PCOTW.
And our other parasocial creature of the week goes to Jason and the boys, Pino and Ramen. Jason Tardik posted a gorgeous photo of the three of them. It just looks like three heads in a row. Caption reads, we need a show reco. We're taking a needed football break until the Super Bowl. Love this play.
Love this play. I mean,
three best friends, right?
And
there.
You know what's so interesting? Because I think they should watch The Last of Us and then listen to the recaps on HBO Lax is my recommendation.
That's really great. That's a great plug.
I'm getting better and better. I think that was the best. That was the most seamless transition one, I think. Good, good, good.
And now for the section where Catherine and I will dive into the deepest part of the pit and we will utter out our visceral screams of how The Bachelor has affected our lives. This is
Screams from the Pit.
My scream from the pit is I was at drinks last week and with someone I was trying to like, it was like a networky vibe, but also getting to know this person, but also like, I'm trying to get another movie made. So it's a lot. I've been trying to quote unquote network a lot. It's going okay. Not great. Yes. Anyway, but during this thing where I'm trying to like, oh, I should really be talking about like, my movie Juniper and Showtime and my vision and stuff, but nope. He mentioned something about like unscripted reality shows. And I was like, watched or have you listened to Game of Roses? And suddenly it's 2019 again. And I'm just shelling out at parties, just telling anyone I meet to listen to Gore. It's always, and he's like, no. And obviously he loves the idea. So I don't know. Maybe I just got another person in the pit. I just started dragging him in the pit.
Yeah. Maybe he's listening to this now. And then therefore your networking goal will happen.
Yes, exactly.
Because the pit provides. I wouldn't be sure it won't.
It does. But yeah, that's my scream. I'm never not, even though it's...
You got triggered.
it's great. I love it. What is your scream?
I love that scream. I'm sorry. I feel responsible for like all screams that you have. So I'm sorry.
It's true. And I love it though. It makes me happy.
My scream this week is something from this week's Digging Deeper episode, which will come out on Monday. But the first 20 minutes of it will have the teaser for free, and this clip is from it. So it. But if you want the rest of the episode, go to patreon.com/gameofroses for the full episode. But on Love to See It, Claire Fallon and Emma Gray's Bachelor podcast, they had guest Allison Williams on. This is the January 31st, 2023 episode. And it's like, it's an amazing episode in general, just hearing these three talk about it. But at one point, they discuss basically the stupidity of America's first impression rose. And Allison Williams reveals that she's in the pit.
Oh my God.
She basically says like, oh, they're talking about how they don't believe the America's Spent vote, which I also don't believe that. I'm also an election denier for the America's Spent. And we say, oh, he didn't pick any of them until last week. I heard Game of Roses intel that their book was removed from people's possession.
Lizzie.
I was obsessed with the TV show Girls, and I truly felt like I had never seen anything like it. And I used to get in fights about it.
It's the best TV show ever made.
Before I started fighting with princesses.
I love that. I love that.
Yeah, I was just like, come on, let's have this. Like, and Allison Williams' performance in it was stunning. But like listening to this clip from this like actress that I think is very talented, who I thought was completely unrelated to the reality TV space, made me feel like I was like losing my mind.
Oh my God.
And also that she wasn't just in the pit, but was on book watch and knew that the players were reading the book during the filming of this season. Like a very like niche.
Yes.
Specific part. It's growing. It's a growing movement.
Of course, it's gonna get huge. Yeah.
But very grateful for the Love to See It gals bringing this interview into my life.
Oh my God.
To all of the girls cast for listening, I'm sure.
Oh, I'm sure they are. Lizzie, this is huge. This was when you told me about this, I couldn't believe it. This is like this is fucking huge. Girls is a national treasure.
Thank you. It's there's a lot of surreal Bachelor moments happening in my life lately. I don't know how to handle
it. Oh, it brings me so much fucking joy. It is just such a, there's something really, really satisfying. And I feel like I've said this before on this podcast, but just watching a friend make something from the ground up that turns out to be just mind-blowingly successful is just starting out with probably, and that's why it's inspiring too. It's like everyone everyone who wants to make a podcast, make a podcast. You know, with hard work, talent, and your soothing voices.
I agree. I completely disagree with all of the, there's so many memes of hating on like, there's too many podcasts and like, what do you call a group of white men? A podcast, like that kind of thing.
No, I think it's great. I think it's a great way to, and also, one of my favorite podcasts other than Gore is You're Wrong About. And they were talking, I was going to bring this on HBOX, but I feel like I'm being called to say it right now. They were talking about how, why podcasting is so popular is because it's creating community, and where in a world mm-hmm. where it's community is not, you know, as prevalent as it was in the past. And that's why, like, you can have like a podcast with like, you know, 300 listeners every week or whatever, but that's like a little community, like, you know, like, and she was also saying, she literally said the phrase, it's like a book club. She said it on this podcast. I was like, I like screamed in the car. I was like, I was like, it is a book club. That's why we started calling HBO Lax our little TV book club.
Yeah, because that's what it felt like. It was like we were coming together. It was socializing, but it was also like looking at a piece of media very in depth and also improv.
and improv and people, but also people DMing us and being, and like giving their takes on the show too. And like what, and writing reviews of what they agree with and stuff. And like, it really made me feel, it's like, oh, we're all watching this together. This is fun. So yeah, I think it's really cool.
I know, people sending us their horniest moments.
Oh, I love it. I love, we're making people just as horn doggy as we are. I love it. So yeah, it's such a good scream. Welcome to the pit, Allison Williams.
What was your horniest moment from this Bachelor episode?
Oh my God. From this, from the last episode, what was?
Or the first two episodes.
Ooh. Oh, you know what's so funny is the thing that's coming to my mind is the flashback of Courtney Robertson in the ocean. That is honestly, and it's perfect because, you know, yeah, that one's off contract with Courtney Robertson. Listen to now, but when you said horny moment, I was like, that was a horny flashback. I loved that when she got taken off her clothes and got into. So that's my horniest moment.
No, I was trying to decide between like the kiss between Baylen Bailey, aka yes. Baylen, and Zach on the limo exit, or Zach scrubbing his chest in the shower.
That also was really good.
It was a real close up.
That was that's a good one. That's good.
I'll never forget the one that they did of Peter Popeye Weber when he was like sitting on a plane and had like a hose or something.
Oh my gosh. Play it again. I love it. I was like, that's his brand. That's I love when they hose down the Bachelors. I mean, I feel like they do it probably most every season they show. But yeah, let's do a lot of, something also I wanted to bring up. This is so not relevant, but I love how this season, maybe they always say it, but this season, like the first couple episodes, especially with the limo exits, like every girl was talking about how pretty all the other girls were. And I'm like, and then this one, and I'm like, there's a lot of bisexual energy going on and I'm in and into it.
Oh, Davia being like, Mercedes was so hot during the performance.
Yes. Like I couldn't stop looking at her. Yes, exactly. That's exactly what I was thinking of. I was like, I like this energy. I'm still waiting. This happened, I think, in what, the South Korean? Somewhere it happened where two of the contestants.
Yeah, one of the spinoffs.
One of the spinoffs, they ran off together. I am waiting for that to happen on the American version. It will be the best day of my life.
Two people from Bachelor, I think two women did get married.
Oh my God.
From the same season, I think. But like way down the line? I don't think I made this up. It's possible I made this up.
Two women who were the Miss American contestants, or not Miss American. It was the world. There were two women who were like, I don't know, some pageant, and they were contestants and they end up getting married.
I mean, you got to have a girl power second audience game. That's what they should all be trying to make as good friends with all of each other as possible. Like form the tightest knit parasocial group ever.
Yes, make out a little is what I'm saying. Just
and this was my misogynist moment of this Game of Roses episode. No,
it's okay. I'm a girl. I'm a girl. It doesn't count. I'm actually being empowering when I want to see girls. But I'm being inclusive.
Well, thank you, Catherine, for issuing a scream with me. And now we are going to play a scream from someone out there in the pit. And this week, that someone is Willow. And you can submit your screams if you join our Patreon, patreon.com/GameOfRoses, and submit a 1 minute or less scream.
Hi, Pitt. I started watching the Bachelor franchise Jason Mesnick season, which means that as a 10-year-old girl in 2008, the show is beginning to shape my views of romance. Yikes. There was one scene in the season that was particularly formative. Fantasy suite night between Jason and Melissa Rycroft. That night I was being babysat by a close family friend. The date ended as most fantasy suite dates do. A hot tub, champagne, a door closing, lights turning off, implied consummation. My babysitter looked over at me and asked, "Do you know what all that meant?" I did not. That night, I received the birds and the bees talk. I think many people can say they learned about these things through media like movies, books, TV shows, but I don't know how many can say they learned from the document. I guess I've always been a student of the game. Praise be, Dark Lord Palmer.
Oh my God.
My God. This needs to be a TikTok.
This does. Also, she's a great
That's
voice.
That's what I was thinking. It's extremely well written. Great voice.
This is so good. Willow. Oh my gosh. That's so funny.
Started watching Mesnick season. Fantasy Suite Night, Melissa Rycroft. I mean,
what better way to find out how babies are made than our beloved game?
It's incredible. And like the family friend just like takes it upon themselves babysitting to do this. I would never do this babysitting.
Oh, yeah.
I bare minimum. I'm putting the bachelor on. We're just watching. Don't talk.
I know. If I'm not babysitter, I'm like, this is not my problem.
Yeah. Why would I get into that?
I'm like, this girl's chill. So,
yeah. Interesting. I guess it's a family.
Oh, that's so funny. Wow, what a way.
But I do, there are things that like do remind, that do, I had one moment, I think, that happened in which I learned about what blowjobs were because of Bill Clinton.
Oh, classic.
And this is what I feel like is like a similar type of thing. It's like a core memory.
Nostalgia, classic. I remember when the way you'd find out about blowjobs was from the Clinton impeachment trials. Hashtag nostalgia, yeah, hashtag exactly. Millennial.
Exactly. Oh, I guess I made
No, I love it. No, that's real. No, that makes sense. I remember also being, that clicked, that all clicked later for me. I was like, oh, okay, on the stain on the, okay. Something about the list.
Oh no.
Oh, that's so funny.
Oh my gosh. Willow, thank you so much for sharing this beautiful poem.
That's great.
I think that's the only way I would describe this. It was about a coming of age story, really.
I loved, this would be a great short film. You should make this
based
a short film.
On implied consummation. Yeah. if you want to submit your scream, go to patreon.com/gameofroses and join our Discord. Thank you so much, Catherine, for joining me for this today.
Oh my gosh, my pleasure. I thank you all listening for being so nice to me and not telling me any opinions you have about my opinion. No, I'm just, you have a way bigger audience than I'm ever used to talking to. So guys, thank you so much for being so nice to me and welcoming. I love you guys. I love this community. I love you guys. I also have a lot of friends for listening that literally, I have friends listening that like found this podcast separate from me. So, hi, Katie Mullins. And then hi, Decker. this was so fun. This went by so fast, even though for you, it's maybe really long.
No, it's not. It's not long. It's the right amount. I think we did a perfect job. And I feel like we really gave a sort of a lax energy spin to it. And I love you.
Oh, wait, before we go, Lizzie, what's the drawback?
It's been 7,620 days without an Asian bachelor. Praise be, Dark Lord Palmer.
Please rate this podcast. Please review this podcast. Please get a friend to listen to us. And then please rate this podcast. Please review this podcast. Please get a friend to listen to us. And then please rate this podcast. Please review this podcast. Please get a friend to listen to us. And then